Connor, look at me, please. Why won't you tell me what's bothering you? Your attitude this morning has been unacceptable. If you don't want to go to sports camp, that's okay. But we have to be able to talk about it in a calm and respectful way.
How things go with Victor? When do you start your new job at Newman?
I don't.
What do you mean? What happened?
Victor pulled the plug. And he did it because of you.
Good morning, Mrs. Ashley Abbott McCall. How does that sound?
I made a huge mistake.
What is this?
I thought I'd surprise you with a nice breakfast before we head off to the office.
Well, lovely, thank you. What exactly are we celebrating?
It's our 2-week anniversary.
Oh, that long?
Oh, yes. It feels like forever, doesn't it?
I think forever sounds pretty good right now. So, what have we got? What is this?
Further proof of just how much I love you.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
This looks like a prenup.
Well, technically, since we're already married, it's a post-nuptial agreement.
I don't understand.
Well, we got married so quickly that we really didn't have time to discuss all of this, so I had Michael draft it before he left town.
Well, you have Michael tear it up right now.
Jack.
We don't need this. This implies that I don't trust you, and I do, unconditionally.
I know, and I love you for that. But this has been hanging over my head since even before we got married.
Why?
Why? Because everybody thinks that I came into this relationship with some grand scheme to get my hands on Jabot and the family fortune, especially your sister.
To hell with them and to hell with her. You don't have to prove anything to anyone.
Well, I think I do. And I think this would shut everyone up once and for all and give Ashley one less excuse to have a problem with us.
It doesn't feel right. It seems like we're sending the message that our marriage is conditional when nothing could be farther from the truth.
No, we're sending a message that I love you and that I married you for all the right reasons. Jack, if God forbid anything happened to break us apart...
Oh, don't even think it.
Well, I don't want to think about that, but people are going to say it. And this would prove to them that I did marry you for the right reasons and that I was walking away from this relationship with what I brought into it. And nothing more.
Is this a joke?
I'm not laughing.
Yeah. We got married yesterday, did we not? I thought we had a magical evening.
So magical that you snuck off in the middle of the night?
Oh. Yeah, I was restless. I couldn't sleep.
So where'd you go?
To the bar for a drink.
Did you run into anybody there?
Is this an interrogation?
It's just a question, Tucker.
I went to the bar alone.
You want to try that again?
What is it you think you know, Ash?
I know that you went down to the bar and you had a drink with Nate, and then you ended up in Audra's room.
Hey. How's everybody's morning going? That good, huh?
Connor had a bad night. He hasn't been sleeping well the past few days.
Oh, is that right? You having some nightmares? Yeah, I have nightmares too. It screws up my whole next day. You know, I got a few things that I like to kind of work on or try and make myself feel better. I can share a few of my tricks if you don't mind. Of course, if your mom doesn't mind.
I think Connor would rather talk to anybody other than his mom right now. So by all means.
What do you say? Yeah, okay.
You know what? I'm gonna go get you a snack.
So, why don't you tell me a little bit about these nightmares?
You'll just think it's stupid.
Oh, I guarantee you I won't. Trust me, my dreams are very stupid. Much, much stupider than yours.
I was on this boat in the middle of the ocean and I fell off. It was night, so I couldn't see anything except for a light on the boat. No matter how hard I tried, I couldn't get to it. I just kept getting farther away.
And were you sinking in the water too?
Yeah.
No matter how hard you tried, you couldn't get to the surface, and the light just got further and further away.
You've had that dream too?
Yeah, I have, and before you know it, you find yourself in the middle of somewhere where you've never been before, and you're scared and you're confused.
Then what happens?
Then I wake up, still scared, but I realize that I'm home in my own bed. And that everything's okay.
But what if everything doesn't feel okay? What if everything is just really, really bad?
You gotta look at your life and you gotta think about why you feel that way. And then you gotta talk to someone, like you're doing right now.
What exactly did my father say about the job?
Just that he changed his mind about having a design division at Newman because he needed to focus on your company. More specifically, he needed to put all of his energy into keeping you and Nick in line.
Damn him.
Yeah, so whatever you did to disappoint him or piss him off, I am now out of a job.
I'm sorry, Sally.
Yeah, me too.
Okay, his jerking you around like this is unfair, and I'm gonna do everything I can to fix it.
Look, Adam, I don't even know if you can fix this, okay? Victor did not give off a vibe at all that this was negotiable. In fact, he specifically said there will never be a design division at Newman.
Right.
I don't know. Honestly, I just felt like I was some small part of a bigger plan.
What do you mean?
I don't know. I just got the feeling that there was more going on with Victor than just keeping people in line. But clearly, he doesn't feel the need to keep an eye on me anymore, that's for sure.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I can't do this.
Jack,
I hear everything that you're saying. I understand how you think this is important. It's not fair. I love you. I trust you. I know how much you've changed. I know there are no ulterior motives. Isn't that enough?
All right, let's be honest. Only you and Kyle have accepted me since I've come back.
And Michael.
Oh, all three people.
Like I said earlier, to hell with the rest of them.
Yeah, but that's easier for you to say than it is for me to live with. I hear the gossip, okay? I see how people look at me when I walk into a room, and I just want it to stop. That's all. God knows I have earned their doubts about me, but this document would erase all that. And it would show everyone that all I want, all I've ever wanted, is your love.
You have that. Look, this is going to convince some people, yes, but I wouldn't count on it convincing Ashley.
What, did you follow me last night?
I was looking for you. And then I found you, and so I followed you.
Okay. I went to the bar for a drink.
How'd you end up in Audra's room, Tucker?
Not for the reason I'm sure
you
think.
What is that reason? Why were you there?
Okay, it's probably time I come clean with you about
this. Good idea.
I'm sorry that I haven't before. Well, first of all, Kyle, honey, listen to me. Kyle was in Audra's room the entire time I was there. If you're questioning me, give him a call. Come here. Okay. Here's the truth. A few years ago, one of the major artists signed to the McCall label got involved with an underage girl.
Oh my God.
I was not in charge of the company at that time, but I knew if it came out, it would sink it.
So you covered it up?
Yes, I told Audra to fix it, and she did. But recently, Adam Newman found some old emails regarding it and used them to blackmail Audra so he could get his hands on Newman Media.
How did Adam get involved in all of this?
It's so complicated. Phyllis asked him to help get me off her back. But it's been handled. Okay?
Handled? Like?
Well, no more emails, no more blackmail, that kind of thing.
Okay. All right, that's good. Hold on a second. If I hadn't asked you, would you have ever told me this?
So how's school?
I hate it.
How come?
I don't have any friends, except for Johnny. And now he and Katie are going to another school in the fall. So I won't have anybody.
Yeah. Yeah, that's tough. Sorry about that.
And then I thought I was going to have a baby sister. It's just, nothing is good. Nothing is right. I don't want to be here anymore. I don't want to go back to Walnut Grove.
Well, if it's just about the school, then, you know, that can be fixed. You can talk to your mom and dad about that. You can find a school that you like.
Yeah, but anywhere else I go, I'd still be the weird kid with a disturbed mom and a dad who's always getting into trouble. When I try to defend them.
What?
Nothing.
Are you being bullied? Look, I know it's tough to talk about this kind of stuff, but it's helpful. If you just keep it inside, it gets bottled up and you end up exploding.
I hate that I feel this way. I don't want to tell my mom because I don't want her to worry about me. She might not be able to handle it, and she'll be the way she was.
Connor, your mom is stronger than you think.
She really is. And I promise you, the most important thing in her whole world is you. Making sure that you feel strong, that you're happy. That's her number one priority, I promise you that.
I guess so.
Oh, I know so. And you gotta let the people that love you know how you feel. Okay, yeah, that's important. And I promise you, they're not gonna let you down.
I'm tired.
Okay. Why don't you go upstairs and take a little nap, maybe get some rest.
Thanks.
Anytime.
Hey. Connor went upstairs. He was feeling a little tired.
Okay.
Thank you.
Did he open up to you?
Yeah. Yeah, a little bit. I feel like we had a good talk. I think.
And?
Sounds like he's being bullied at school. He doesn't want to go back.
Okay, well, we'll switch schools.
Yeah, it's not just that. This is kind of tough, Chelsea, but it sounds like it has to do with you and Adam. He feels like he has to defend you. And you know, kids can be cruel.
Well, that breaks my heart.
I know. Hey, and I didn't tell you that to make you feel bad, obviously. I just think it's important that you know.
Of course, yeah, of course. Thank you for talking to him.
I don't want to speak out of turn. But you and I both know that feeling of hopelessness. And I'm afraid that Connor's heading that direction.
Well, since I'm responsible for getting you caught up in his games, the least I can do is offer you a job. Again.
Adam.
Come on, it's not charity. I already told you what an incredible asset you would be to the new company, Sally.
Adam, did you not hear anything I said earlier? Us working together again? It's never gonna happen. For so many reasons. I am not reconsidering, okay? And since you've already blown your chance at Newman, you don't really need me.
Look, I'm not giving up on Newman Media or this merger. It's going to happen eventually. Not only because it's a savvy business move, but because I deserve it.
Okay, Adam, maybe you should stop thinking so much about what you deserve and start appreciating what you actually have, which, unlike me, is a company to run that has every chance of being very successful.
I mean, it's not like we even tried to get Connor help. But every time we suggest you talk to someone else, he just shuts down.
Yeah, no, it's the worst feeling in the world, knowing that your kid is hurting and doesn't feel like there's anything you can do to fix it.
Sorry.
It's okay.
Hey, Mom, everything okay? He did what? No, I'm glad you called me. I'll take care of it. If he calls you back, just... Okay, thank you. Thank you so much.
What is it?
Connor just went upstairs and called Anita and asked her if he could move in with her for a while. Clearly he wants to get away from Genoa City. Which makes me think he wants to get away from me too.
I don't think you should assume how Ashley would react to you signing the post note.
She's my sister. I know how her mind works, honey. She's gonna look for catches and loopholes.
Yeah, but there aren't any loopholes. It says straight up that if something goes wrong with the marriage, I walk away with nothing from you. What would her argument be then?
I'm sure she'd find some argument.
Look, Ashley thinks that I wanted to marry you so that I could be the queen to your king and I could get all the money and all the power. Well, you signing this document puts a lie to that. And it also might go a little way into healing the family. At least it could be a start.
You're ready to fight for this, aren't you?
I'm fighting for us. it's important for me to make this statement to you. Even though you say you don't need it, I need it. So can you just sign it, Jack? What are you doing?
I am sending this to Ashley. My way of letting her know what she can do with her suspicions.
Yes, I should be more grateful. You're right. As usual.
Adam, please stop trying to make me feel better.
Look, I hate that my father did this to you. And I want to help in any way that I can. If you won't accept my job offer, then
Adam,
maybe...
I will be all right, okay? Really, when one door closes, another one smacks you in the ass and all that. Unfortunately, I cannot go back to Chancellor Winters because they moved on to another firm whenever they found out about your father's offer. A firm, actually, that your father recommended.
I'm really sorry.
Yeah, me too. Chloe and I just have to start back at square one. Get more clients, or at least one client. More cold calls, more pitch decks. Super fun. Really, though, I'm gonna be fine. I always land on my feet. I just can't help wondering if this was all a tease. Victor just showing how in control of everything he is just because he can.
I'm not saying that he isn't capable of that, but I don't think so. This is all about me making sure that I know my place.
I would have told you, definitely, eventually.
Eventually? That's kind of vague.
I think I would have told you when I felt the timing was right. The timing has not been right. I've been thinking about our wedding. I've been thinking about us. I did not want to be distracted by some long ago mess that had already been resolved.
Okay. Listen, I'm not thrilled about this mess. Underage girls, it's so disgusting.
It's totally disgusting. And like I said, I knew nothing about it till the guy went to jail. And the cover-up was engineered by the McCall PR team, who I fired, every one of them, when I found out what they'd done. So Otter was really just covering up the cover-up. And I just felt like she had to. I mean, can you imagine what it could have done had it come out? Right? You can appreciate that, can't you?
I appreciate that, yeah, but you're not even heading up a call.
Well, but now I'm doing our thing. We're starting our venture. I don't think it would be a very good look if it came out just as we're beginning.
So you did it to protect me?
Yes, I did it.
Okay.
I did it all to protect you. And to just give us one less battle to fight. I think we've had enough, don't you?
Yeah. What?
What now?
Yeah.
Attached is a copy of our post-nuptial agreement to dispel any doubts about Diane of Jack. Excellent.
Are we toasting the post-nup?
Nope. I'm still not sure it's the right thing, but your argument was so passionate, I concede.
Thank you.
No, I want to toast my beautiful wife and a life together that is filled with the joy and happiness we feel right now.
I'll drink to that. My turn. I would also like to toast to the family finally not being at war with each other. So here's to Abbott family unity. What, you don't like my toast?
No, I love your toast. I just want it to be true.
I think we're close to turning a corner. I really do.
Oh God, I hope you're right.
What more can Ashley want? She married Tucker.
She took her share of Jabot and she's starting a new business. What is possibly left for her to fight about?
Did you find a loophole?
Not yet.
I'm sure Diana's found some way to weasel the Abbott fortune out of Jack's hands.
I don't know, it looks like a pretty standard agreement to me. If the marriage ends.
When the marriage ends.
When the marriage ends, Diane pretty much gets whatever she came in with, yeah. No more.
Believe that when I see it.
I don't know, maybe Jack's learned his lesson.
Thanks to me?
Yes, you've been hammering away at him for so long about how dangerous Diane is. Maybe he has found himself an escape clause.
It's very neat and tidy, though, don't you think?
I see. You don't buy it.
I don't know. Why now? Who signs a post-nup? Why did Jack change his mind now?
Connor's gone.
What do you mean?
But he's not in the apartment. His backpack is gone. And so are some of his clothes.
Connor! What's going on? It's been a while.
Yes, I know, I just called, but my son is missing and I'm terrified, so... Okay, I'd appreciate that, thank you. Did Connor call you?
No.
Oh my God, oh my God!
Chelsea.
Adam, I've called everybody I know, nobody's seen him.
Chelsea, it's gonna be okay.
Look, we will find him, okay? He couldn't have gone far.
What if something's happened to him,
no,
Adam?
No, don't think like what that, if... okay? He's gonna be okay.
Oh my God.
Hey, nothing yet.
Did you check the bus station?
Yeah, we covered every possible route out of town. I don't think Connor's gotten that far.
Why would he do this? Why would he run away?
I don't know. Listen, maybe this is a cry for help, okay? And he didn't know anyone else to go to.
My dad told me about the baby. I'm really sorry.
I am too.
Are you okay?
Yeah, it's been sad and hard, but it gets better every day. What about you?
I'm okay.
Where are you off to?
Just going to a friend's house. No big deal.
It's pretty hot today, isn't it?
Yeah. Kinda.
You know, I would really like some water. There is a kiosk right over there. Would you mind maybe going to get me one? And here, get one for yourself too, please.
Okay.
Thank you.
Adam. Hi, it's me. Did you give Connor permission to go to a friend's house on his own?
You know what I think?
I think I'm afraid to ask.
I think we need to get out of the Abbott house. Like, right now.
Where do you want to go?
Literally anywhere you want. I'm serious. I love you so much. I'm ready to start a whole new chapter with you. We just got married, and we live with your brother. I think we can do better. I think we can afford our own place. And I think it should be fantastic. What do you think?
Hey, Billy, I got your text. Ashley seems to be laying low at the moment. I was hoping that between the marriage and my gift of giving her share of Jabot might calm the waters, but this might just be the calm before the storm. Anyway, I want to both be on the same page. I'll see you at the office.
So much for my toast to Abbott family unity.
Honey, I know my sister. I know how her mind works. As much as I'd like to think otherwise, I don't think this is over.
All right,
fine. Could we maybe enjoy at least 5 minutes of this nice morning together?
About 10.
Okay, sounds good. All right, we'll see you soon. Connor is with Sally. Oh,
thank God. Where? Is he all right?
Yes, they're okay. They're in the park. She's gonna talk to him. She's gonna convince him to come home.
Okay, well, I need to see him.
Chelsea, let's give her a little time.
Oh, my God. I mean, I need to talk to Connor. I need to understand why he wanted to run away.
Of course, but I think Adam's right. Just a little bit of space will be good for him right now.
Right, but...
Hey, he's gonna be all right, okay? He's safe. So are you.
Thank you. This really hit the spot.
Are you okay now? Because I have to head over to my friend.
Would you mind hanging out with me a little longer? Please? I miss you, and I want to catch up. What's been going on with you these days?
Nothing much. Just, you know, stuff.
What kind of stuff? Don't want to talk about it, I see.
Nothing to talk about.
I get it. I do. Sometimes it's hard to talk about things. I remember when people first started asking me about the baby, I didn't want to go there. I didn't even want to think about it. You know, but sometimes, if you're hurt, or sad, or angry, or, you know, just confused about things, it really does help to talk to people. I have a feeling you have a lot on your mind. Am I wrong about that?
I'm not really going to my friends.
Were you thinking about running away? I get it. I've run away a bunch of times in my life.
Really?
Yes, and I was a lot older than you. You know, I thought that if I just took off, that all of my problems would just disappear with me. But guess what? They followed me everywhere I went, and they did not go away until I figured out what I needed to do.
That's just it. I don't know what to do.
You'll figure it out. But it's really hard to have that happen if you keep it all inside. You should tell the people that love you and care about you what's going on. You just talk to them, like you're talking to me. I did call your dad. He and your mom are waiting for you at the coffee house. Would you let me walk you back there?
Oh, no. Is the honeymoon already over?
Hardly. We came by to pick up our stuff.
Yes. As much fun as this has been, I think it's time for us to move on. So if you wouldn't mind forwarding any mail we get to the club,
yeah,
we find a place.
And regarding that post-nup you sent me, how much begging did you have to do to get Diane to agree to it?
Actually, it was my idea.
Really?
Yeah, she's telling the truth. I didn't want to sign it, but she insisted. Michael Baldwin drew it up. Ask him.
Hey, congrats again.
Do you buy any of that?
Actually, I do. It might be time for us to accept the idea that she genuinely loves him, and it's time for all this to end.
I don't know.
Hey, buddy.
Oh, Connor. Oh, we were so worried.
Sorry.
Look, whatever it is, buddy, we're here to help.
I don't want to be here. I don't want to go back to Walnut Grove. I want to go see Grandma, go to school near her. I hate this town. Please don't make me stay.
Next week on The Young and the Restless.
This feels like kind of a test. And your questions aren't really about me. They're about Audra.
Well, you're gonna have your plate full with the business and Crimson Lights.
Which is why I asked you to come over today.
I didn't share my plans right away because I wasn't sure how you'd really feel about me sticking around town.
I think it's fantastic.
Join us again for The Young and the Restless.